This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And time now for Dina Stewart at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley. And when you refi your car, you can save lots of money and make no payments until the holidays. That's a cool thing. And for more details, you can visit pvcu.org for all the details. And details on dirt, Dina, fill us in. What's going on?
Okay. Well, if you're wondering where have all the celebrities gone, they are actually participating in a 24-hour Instagram freeze today to partner with Stop Hate for Profit as a protest against misinformation and unchecked hate speech, according to TMZ. So you've got Kim Kardashian, Leo DiCaprio, Katy Perry, Demi Lovato, Jennifer Lawrence, Michael B. Jordan, you name it, everybody's pretty much joined. They've promised Instagram silence for 24 hours.
Why are they doing that? It seems, you know, like the other people should be taking a break. These people should still be speaking out.
yeah, the people spreading the lies should be taking the
right,
break.
No, I'm just,
they love doing nice
I'm
things like that.
I'm just saying, why would you keep quiet? You should still fight the cause, right?
I guess they're kind of striking.
Stay on.
They're sort of striking to get other groups removed. But for Facebook, who owns Instagram, it's all about First Amendment and censorship. And so, you know, a lot of people are saying, too, why a one-day strike? Well, here's what we suspect, that these celebrities rely so much on the money they make even from a single Instagram post that they're not willing to lose too much money for the cause. Just a little bit's okay.
Right.
So even values come with a price tag, apparently.
But Kim Kardashian doing what, a good solid 15 minutes?
She promised 24
and she
hours.
She would lose millions.
She will.
That is true in her case. Yep.
Lady Gaga may soon be a superhero. Yeah, the website we got this covered reports that Lady Gaga is in the running to play Emma Frost, the White Queen, in the next X-Men movie. Now, it's been played by January Jones before, back in 2011 film, but she would be taking over if, it, you know, in fact, they do want her when Marvel takes it over to another company instead of 20th Century Fox.
Yeah,
so,
Disney owns it now.
Yeah.
So
this is going to be interesting to see if she gets the role. I could see her playing it. I could see her playing it well.
Yeah.
So we wish her luck. Fingers crossed, Lady Gaga.
Well, even real life, Gaga's kind of a cool superhero name.
Yeah.
Right. I know she's got another name in this one, but
Lady Gaga.
Don't mess with Gaga.
She protects and serves all babies.
That's right. And she'll sing along the way.
Bill Cosby's appeal will make it to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They've been bugging them for a long time now to hear them out. And finally, it's going to happen. Both parties are hoping to resolve those lingering questions about how the cases should be tried. The high court is going to try to clarify whether other accusers can really testify against the defendant and when the additional testimony amounts to character assassination. So basically what they're saying is they should not have ever let in so many witnesses against Bill. But then on the flip side, the other team is saying, but this shows the pattern. This shows the kind of person he is. It'll be interesting to see what they decide. You can read more at usatoday.com. And Martha Stewart, you know, she may be prim and proper, but she's got a fun side. You know, she had roles in movies like Pixel and Bad Moms. She shows her fun side.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's getting into the CBD business, courtesy of her pal Snoop Dogg, according to Page Six.
Okay.
He introduced her to her current business partner, and she's going to be working on all kinds of neat things like gummies and drops and...
She's going to be making the gummies, like one by one individually?
Well, here's the thing.
She's
definitely contributing to the flavors because she's got to go gourmet. She's Martha Stewart. So Meyer lemon, blood orange, kumquat, huckleberry. Yeah. But don't expect to get anything more than good flavor from her product. She said she'll leave the other offerings to Snoop.
There you go.
That's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood. And if you refinance your car loan, you could save money and make no payments until the holidays with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They bring us the dirt. Get more value in the valley. For more details, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina. So what's going on in Hollywood?
All right, we talked about it. Dancing with the Stars coming back to ABC for season 29 on Monday, and it had a few changes and a few surprises. But since the episode aired, fans have been sharing their disapproval of some of the changes, and most notably, they're not happy that longtime host Tom Bergeron is gone, but they're also not happy with Tyra Banks stepping in as the new host. So a lot of people on Twitter taking issue with her hosting skills.
Yeah, a lot of my friends on Facebook said she wasn't great.
She's not. I mean, that's well, you know, personally, and this is just my personal opinion, she was a host on America's Got Talent, and I never really liked her that much as the host of that show. And then when Terry Crews took over, I'm like, this is such a natural role for him. And, you know, same now that she's on Dancing with the Stars, I just feel like she's not natural in this role. It doesn't come to her. You know what I mean? I just feel she'd be better served doing something else. Nothing against Tyra. And that's what a lot of people are saying. Nothing against Tyra. They like her. She's just not Tom Bergeron, and she's just not, they're not feeling it. They're not feeling her hosting.
Can they introduce her as Tom Bergeron, though? Well,
that might work. Yeah.
Half work?
Or change Tom Bergeron's name to Tyra Banks and just have him host. And well,
this weird moment, too, where she lost her earring and she made a huge deal about it. But it's like nobody knew she lost the earring until she pointed it out. It was just an awkward moment. But regardless, the show premiered on a 3-year high in the ratings. So that's
nice.
It's all that matters to the network.
True. Star Wars actor John Boyega, you know, he's talked about how he felt used by the Star Wars franchise in terms of him and other characters of color being used to promote a movie, but then sidelining them. Oh, it's happened to him again, in a way. John just quit as ambassador for the fragrance brand Jo Malone over what they did to him. This is horrible. So according to The Guardian, John wrote, directed, and starred in a commercial for Jo Malone's aftershave. When it came time for the ad to air in China, they replaced him and the rest of the black actors with an Asian actor as the main character and other Asian and white actors instead.
Like, did they reshoot a new one?
Reshoot the whole commercial. They reshot the whole thing. This was his commercial. He wrote this. He directed it. They stole it from him, basically. And then they said, well, I guess we're sorry. You guess? So damage is done. You know, so I don't know if it's something to do in China because they had removed him from the poster when he was in Star Wars there as well. So
I wonder.
And he's been wronged. I hope they fix it.
They do some weird stuff in China, too. So who knows?
You think? Okay. Okay. Denise Richards may be leaving the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but that does not mean her archenemy, Brandi Glanville, is letting up on her.
Love that. Archenemy.
She really is an archenemy. Dun, dun, dun. Brandi just won't stop talking about that alleged affair. And she told Daily Mail TV that her night with Denise happened 10 days after Denise got married. And Denise initiated it. It happened on a movie set. And she just keeps going on. She says, all I'm interested in is getting the truth out there. Why?
Really?
Why does it matter so much?
No, all you're interested in is more publicity for you.
Exactly.
That's all she wants. She keeps talking about it. Like, okay, well, you either believe her or you don't, unless you got like real proof and pictures.
Yep, and that's the last time I'm going to talk about it. I'm done giving her the attention.
That's good. Until tomorrow.
Can't
wait for tomorrow's update.
And Jason Derulo, he starred in the movie adaptation of Cats, and he realized after it was not the best decision. He said, you know, for his first role, he was trying to figure out the perfect role, and he said it checked all the boxes. Star-studded cast, respected Oscar-winning director, rum-tum-tugger, legacy role. And so he said he thought it was going to change the world. And it did, just not in a good way. So, you know, other actors can bury it among their many accomplishments. He can't. This was his first foray into film.
Now, does he do like in the songs? Does he go, Derulo?
I don't
think they worked anywhere?
That into the movie.
No, he's probably upset by that. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, he was recently dubbed.
I mean, you could say it.
He's king of TikTok. He makes about 75,000 a post. So it looks like nobody's holding the movie against him. It'll just be a distant memory all alone in the moonlight. Poor Jason. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time to do the dirt. Dina's Dirt, that is. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you want to refinance your car, right now is a great time to do it. You'll save money and make no payments until the holidays. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For all the details, you can visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina. So what's going on? What can you tell us?
All right, I am not having this. I got to tell you, Dax Shepard has been sober for 16 years, but every now and then he'll have a non-alcoholic O'Doul's beer.
Okay.
Okay.
So do his girls, Lincoln and Delta. You know, they're 5 and 7, so they have an O'Doul's too.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
well, there's
Kristen
no alcohol
Bell shared
in it.
This.
Isn't there a little bit of alcohol in it still?
Yeah, like 0.05%. There is still some alcohol in it. But she did say on Carla Hall's podcast, she knows she's going to get a lot of flack for this, but she says she doesn't care. And she says, you're welcome to tell me I'm a terrible parent. I think I'm a great one. But she said, my husband brought home a 6-pack of O'Doul's last night. My daughters often ask for O'Doul's. She says it's like a way for them to bond with their dad.
Hey, well, it probably doesn't take them much to get buzzed, though, as the kids, right? Like, we should be
even
doing
if
that.
They don't. Even if they don't, you are really giving them a taste for beer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
well that's a good point. Then they'll if they like the taste of it, they'll want to drink more.
I mean, the only beer they should be having is like root beer, which is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. True. So, I mean, just look at what happened with Drew Barrymore. And I think you should not let your kids try to adapt to a taste of beer. Let's move on from that, Kristen.
And I tried to get a buzz off of O'Doul's.
Punch.
Oh, my gosh, like 400 cases. I was just starting to feel it.
Katy Perry just got a restraining order against a man she claims is stalking her and is potentially dangerous. He's been posting messages about her on social media for months. He's threatened Orlando Bloom. That's how much he's in love with Katy Perry. And now the final straw was when he jumped the fence at her house last week, and she was home with her newborn daughter when it happened. So he's been arrested. And similarly, Heidi Klum got a surprise visit last week when someone showed up at her door banging on the door and someone answered it. Like, why do you answer the door when you're a celebrity and you don't know who's banging on your door?
You got that keyhole thing, right? The keyhole viewer?
I don't know. Well, I guess, yeah, someone else answered the door. It wasn't Heidi. And he was arrested, too. So glad to hear everybody's safe.
They arrested the DoorDash driver. Dang it.
Stop banging so loud. All right, some big baby news today. Lots of it. In a teaser for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, it's insinuated Kourtney and Scott Disick are trying for baby number 4, though they do love messing with us. Vampire Diary star Claire Holt and her husband announced the birth of their baby girl, Elle. Jude Law just had his 6th child.
Wow.
And if you think nobody can top that, well, Ace Showbiz reports that Hanson star Taylor Hanson and his wife are having their 7th child.
Wow. Bop. That's great. Remember when they were just kids?
I know.
Rolling
and
around
they come
skateboards.
From a family. They come from a family of 7, so he's used to a big family. But you know what? You say remember when they were just kids. I feel like he is still a kid. He's only 37. And he's already had a 7th kid?
Well, that's old. Quick. I mean, he's older than me, so, you know, he doesn't feel like a kid to me.
Oh, you sure? Let me reteach you some basic math. finally, Derek Jeter is selling his Tampa mansion that he rented to Tom Brady for $29 million, according to TMZ. So I'm guessing that means Tom has found a new place to live.
I hope so.
It's over 30,000 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms, and it is like everything you can imagine it could have, it has, and it's right on the water. And I know it's $29 million, but isn't it worth it to live in the air once shared by 2 legends? And don't forget the supermodel wife, right?
Well, as long as they didn't have COVID or anything. The air is pure.
That's a very good point.
What do you mean, like air?
You mean you lights like the whole place.
Breathing the same air. What are they, keep the windows closed? What are you doing?
In 30,000 square feet, it's pretty much the same thing as being outside.
Wow.
That's
you got right? deer crossing and weird stuff.
That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports on the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.